Norton.
You want to stay over there? Were you in Carolina last night?
No, I was out.
What's new?
Since when? This morning?
Since we last spoke.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. All right, let's go. Who's starting off?
How do you feel about the first day?
I don't know. I'm the last one getting interviewed, so. Did you ask that question to the guys?
Well, everyone's in the best shape of their life, and everyone's hoping to make the team. And
I know, that's true.
In the Stanley Cup, so.
Well, they had a little longer break than expected, so usually when that happens, players come in with a lot of jump. They're probably a little bit bigger and stronger, more rest, more time to work out. We have played in June before, and it's a different feel in camp coming in that time when you haven't as much time off. So guys tested really well, and I'm looking at what happened the first day. It was really good start.
The guys mentioned yesterday, like Julian and the players, about, you know, the team meeting, talking, focusing a lot about defensively getting better, kind of cutting down the penalties and everything like that. I was wondering, like, what ways do you guys implement that as a coaching staff in terms of, is it more of a system thing, or is it more of a player-wide commitment?
Here's the thing. In the regular season, we were pretty successful. So what happened, for us in the playoffs, I don't think has to be a big, huge system change. We did a lot of things that hadn't been done in a long time in the National Hockey League. But are there tweaks? Do you have to adapt to certain different things? There's no question. And when you dig deep, during the summer and look for answers why, I don't know if you can sit there and pinpoint one specific reason, but I think there's things that, you can get better at, and details in the game. And a detail in the game is your ability to not take penalties. And penalties are called in a game, but, if you can cut one out a game, you're probably doing yourself a huge service. But it goes beyond that. Just everything from, systematically how we play the game. But as I said, it's drastic changes aren't needed with this team. And we've had success in the past, but some little bit more attention to detail is definitely needed. And that's our job to implement that.
It's not a hugely different roster, but with the new additions, how do you think this team will be a different team?
First of all, we're in a completely different season. I mean, since last time we all met, St. Louis Blues were not the Stanley Cup champions at that time, and so there's still 30 other teams that are vying to dethrone them. And you look at our roster, there's a lot of departures, and so it can be looked at different ways, good thing or a bad thing. But for us, I think we've plugged some holes. We took advantage of some situations that, acquiring some players that we thought were going to be a good fit for us. And in the end, I think Julian did a great job in assembling what we think is going to be a really good hockey team without, having to give up anything in our core. And so for us, we like, as I said, we like the group we have here. New season, different team, and let's get after it.
Is that, speaking of the Blues, I mean, you have a former Blues player on your team now.
Yeah.
Is that stuff overrated, to have a guy who's been on a cup winner? I mean, what can a guy like that bring? Sorry for this guy.
I don't know. It's definitely not overrated. And I can't, you'll have to go find the stat, but I'm pretty sure there hasn't been a team win the Stanley Cup without a previous cup winner in quarter century. So I don't know if that's a, is that coincidence or not.
Sure.
But
you had Kuna too.
We did, but we went far. we had those guys. I'm a believer that experience helps, and guys that have been there before can help the guys that haven't. There's a few guys in that room that have played in a Stanley Cup final but have never been able to get it across the finish line. Pat's one of those guys that did get across the finish line and was a big contributor, scored some big goals for them on their way. So I like the fact that you have guys in there that have been there before and just can be somebody to, you know, talk to when if there's situations arise that guys aren't familiar with.
You had Pat when he was 17. Is that long enough ago that it kind of doesn't make it a difference?
Actually,
now, or
I
does
was,
it give you some?
I was kind of doing the math on that. It is remarkable. Like I think it was 13 years ago or 14 years ago.
Where?
Texarkana
in St. Louis. So it is, you know, I barely had hair in his face then, and gosh, no. As of a couple days ago, he had a man beard going on there. So, that's well over a decade ago. And, you know, my career's gone in one direction, his has gone in the other, but we've kind of found our way back to each other. And, if we weren't going to win the Stanley Cup, you know, you like to see guys that you know and have history with win it, and he's definitely one of those guys.
Big body. I mean, can he bring something from the net? Or
well, I think there's, you look to plug some holes and some things we've don't have, and one of them is you look at some of the departures and guys that have stood in front of the net and can play in situations there. Really good stick around the neck, can win those low puck battles. You know, when JT Millers have moved on, and Ryan Callahan's, and you get some of these bigger bodies, you need to replace them. And, you know, Pat's been a proven player in this league, and that's what we're looking for from him.
Sergei Chev got a chance to play with Hedman a little bit in the last year because of the injuries. And,
yeah.
What did you see from him then, and what kind of things are you looking forward to seeing from him in the camp to show he can kind of, you know, take on even a little bit of
Sergei's taken positive steps each year, and I think people got to remember how young he was when he first came into the league, and he's still a young kid now. So, for his development and how far he's come so far, it's been awesome to see. And now it's time to start taking some more steps. And every year, his minutes have gotten more, his responsibility's gotten some more, and he's found out, you know, he can play both the right and left side. And so are there going to be opportunities here for him? There's no question. It's hard to sit here and say we're going to pencil everybody in these exact spots, but you know, there will be ample time for Sergei to get reps with Hedman, and we just got to go from there.
Yeah. For young guys like Sergei Chev and Chernak, when they can go to the World Championships and have success there like they did this summer, how much does that kind of progress or speed up their development?
Well, I can say from personal experience myself, when you know, I went with Team Canada in 2017. It helped me. And it's just going over there and playing with different players, playing with elite players, and being put in those situations where you're playing big games. Again, it just goes back to experience and being a part of those and actually having confidence to play in those situations. You know, I don't know how much Sergei Chev has got to play with, you know, the Ovechkins and Kuznetsovs and all these guys that are older than he is, but he's probably not been able to run into. And now you put in these situations and he's playing with these guys. So nothing but a benefit for me.
When you see a situation like the Blues, I mean, there's two ways you could look at it. You could say, we won 62 games and we can't win it. Or you could go, look at these guys that plugged away for half a century and they finally broke through. How do you choose to look at like the Blues last year?
I don't know. Like you look at the Blues last year, I think if everybody went back into their notes and looked at where they were picked at the top of the. So there's probably, you know, people don't look at it that way, but for a lion's share of the first half of the year, they underachieved. And you give them a ton of credit for whatever the coach did and the goaltending did for them and the leadership in the room. They spun things around. But it wasn't looking good for them. And that's what makes it such a great success story for them is they turned what was for sure turning into a bleak year into something that was, you know, they rose to the top of the mountain. And so it's funny how years go, because if you're reading the paper in St. Louis in December, I don't think you were sitting here saying that this was going to happen. And that's what's great about the NHL. Like, you just got to get in. And who knows what's going to happen. St. Louis can go from, you know, the depths of despair and win a Stanley Cup, and you know, you get teams like ourselves and the Calgary's and all the other number one seeds that went in and lost in the first round. And when that happens to you, it's crushing. But I think if you're a fan of the National Hockey League, to be able to know that your team's got a chance, you know, it's pretty cool.
How crushing was it? I mean, how long did you take to
rehash it? It still hurts now. It's just because the year is such a grind. And you really, look, we're standing here on September, 13th or 14th. And the season goes all the way till April. And it's every single day. And so, and that's just to get to the playoffs. And so, even us as a group, we're going to spend every single day like this together. And it's tough to get there. And so you have to be proud of the fact of, you know, getting there. It's just, you know, it's extremely disappointing the way it ended. And then you just look back and say, there's another year, you missed a chance. Okay, how are we going to do it this next year? And you know, the crazy thing about this league is 30 teams are saying the same thing we're saying right here. Only one team and only one coach is happy, and everybody else is chasing. And you sit here and look at Cassidy up in Boston. I mean, that was a remarkable year they had and a remarkable run to the playoffs. But I don't know if he's feeling any better about the whole thing than I am. So it's tough because, you know, only one team wins, and I guess that's why it makes it so special when you do win it.
Do you have to consciously not overreact? You know, that is there a gut reaction to just kind of make sure that doesn't happen and kind of focus on that, and maybe to consciously
what
balance
out how our result ended?
Yeah, just to not focus everything on that end.
Yeah, it's like, as I said, it's over with. Nobody can go back now and change what happened. You can just learn from it. And as I said, this is the group. They did some phenomenal things all year, and in the end, we fell short. So what are we going to do now? What's our mental makeup? What's our thought process coming in? But it's definitely not to blow everything up, because there's some good things that have happened, as everybody's, you know, been well aware of and has watched our team play. As I said, a little bit more attention to detail in some areas, and let's see what happens.
Got some young guys pushing. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay.
Got some young guys
pushing. Are we getting all these? Is this a week worth of questions in one shot here?
Yeah, well, don't think we'll talk to you until next Saturday.
Well, we're going to be together every day.
Yeah, that is true.
A lot of young guys pushing for spots. You have a couple, presumably forward spots open. Mm-hmm. What do you like about Bo Cobb the last couple of camps that you saw? It seems like you guys gave him a pretty long look.
Well, I put him along the same, you know, as Sergachev and a lot of these young guys that have come up. It is cool to watch these guys go from the rookie tournament to the American League to making a push to make teams and to watch their development. And that's the whole goal, is to watch your prospects develop. Not every one of them do. Some of them go at different rates, but for the most part, like, this is a progression you like to see. It doesn't happen that often where, you know, you're the number one pick and you just blow right by the American League and go right to the NHL. Those are the unique special players. For the most part, everybody else has got to go through the grind, and it's fun to watch these players develop, and he's been one that keeps taking steps forward. And so, look at guys that you're looking forward to seeing this camp, he's definitely one of them.
In what ways do you think Kevin Shattenkirk can be an asset, and are you kind of interested right now in just seeing who he might be able to build chemistry with?
Yeah, he's a player that I was familiar with when I was coaching St. Louis in junior, and he was with the Blues. There's, you know, you get these situations where, you know, Shattenkirk has played for, you know, USA Hockey. He's played in big time events. He is a savvy, slick player that can see the ice and has got vision. And I just think when you have an opportunity to obtain some of the, you know, players of his stature, even though he has had his ups and downs of late, but just probably much like our team has got something to prove, you know, I think Shaddy's got something to prove. His experience in New York and then the way it ended there, to be able to, you know, find another team and come in with, you know, the unbelievable positive attitude he's come in, but I'm sure deep down inside he's wants to show, you know, the New York Rangers, you know, he can still be a heavy contributor in this league, and I think it's good timing to grab, you know, players like that that kind of we both have the same goals in mind, that we all got something to prove, and I think he's really got the skill set to fit in with us. We're good.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.